From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR live session. Joining me today in our new performance space for the first time, though by no means their first visit to JPR, good friends, Caitlin Shook, Lori Shook, Shook Twins. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
We have lights.
We have lights.
And windows. It's great to see you guys. How have you been?
Great.
Been good, but I'm very sick.
Yeah, I heard a little sniffle as we were setting up today. No. Is that road weariness?
Oh, yeah.
So it's been a couple of years since you were here. I think the last time you were here, the EP had just come out. Now there is a full-blown record called Some Good Lives.
Yeah.
You guys kickstarted this one, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me about that project, and did anything interesting come up in the process of raising the money and laying down all the tracks?
The Kickstarter, we had a really fun time with it. We discovered our band humor, our universe, universal band humor. We all are big fans of Tim and Eric, the comedians, as well as Home Shopping Network.
So weird.
We made the weirdest Kickstarter video ever, but we love it.
We loved it as a band. I don't know if anybody else did, but we loved it.
If anybody wants to see some comedy.
We did the Kickstarter quite a long time ago, intending for the record to come out, you know, a year after that. But it took a really long process to find a record label that wanted to put the oomph behind it that we were looking for. So we found them.
They're called Dutch Records in Portland.
Yeah, they're really cool. Yeah.
Did you have any unusual or strange gifts, rewards for the Kickstarter contributions?
I sold my very first banjo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
That was a little hard to part
with. Was that bittersweet?
A little bit, yeah. I've had a tinge of regret. Like, oh, no, maybe I shouldn't do this. But I'm not really a hold on to things kind of person. And it was just sitting there and I haven't
you
played
didn't
it.
Play it.
Yeah, no, it's not.
And somebody's going to be
sweet
stoked.
Little banjo, yeah.
Well, I would love to hear a tune. If memory serves, as we were talking before we went on the air, one of the songs that you're going to do is actually a song that has become a favorite of ours around here. And it first appeared on the EP and has reappeared in a little bit different form on this record.
Yeah.
Tell me about the song and then play it for us.
This is the song. It's called Safe, and we call it our sexy breakup song. Our sexy
not
breakup.
Ours.
Not ours. Like, we're not bringing up ever. But it's actually Lori's breakup song, but I basically wrote most of it for her.
Yeah.
It's better when written from the outside perspective.
Yeah. We co-writ it, some of it, but we were up in a cool cabin by Mount Hood, and we do that sometimes. We just go and try to write some songs, isolate ourselves, and Caitlin started playing this guitar riff that sounded super vibey and sexy, and it was cool, and I was making a sandwich. She started singing, all I want, all I want, all I want, and I was like, I like that.
And I've had the line in my head, a love that feels safe for a while, because that's kind of what we all are looking for, you know, especially being on the road and being apart from our guys. It has to feel real solid and really safe, like nothing's gonna move or change. So
mine did.
Well, we got a song out of it anyway.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear it. Shook Twins are playing live on Jefferson Public Radio.
Gonna move from me or change shape.
Is called Safe. It's from the new record Some Good Lives. Shook Twins playing live here on Jefferson Public Radio. So let's talk about the record, Some Good Lives. I have been reading some interviews that you've given talking about how, in a way, this pays tribute and honors men that have factored big and small in your lives. Mm. People specifically that you have in mind for individual songs, or was there an overall theme to the record?
It was specific men, and there's some women in there too, for specific songs. And once I thought about it, you know, you always, as an artist, try to make a, like, some kind of string that ties it all together. And I was thinking about all the songs and what they're about, and it kind of took me by surprise that so many of the songs had something to do with, you know,
a
strong, really positive, really influential man in our lives. And I was resistant to it at first because we're coming into a total feminist stage of our lives. And I'm just really, you know, want the monarchy to rise up. And I'm all about women right now. Yeah, it was really weird.
It also isn't, because the other side of that is that you need to honor the good and rise the good men up. And just, we're so lucky to have so many wonderful men in our lives to serve as great examples and for us to know what it means, you know, and we feel lucky for that. So it's about balance.
At the same time, you guys have been out doing your own thing now for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to both of you.
Thanks.
Shook Twins are my guests live on JPR. We should mention that neither of them are doing the percussion that you're hearing. Who have you brought in to help you today?
Our friend Darren. He just came on this tour with us. He's the drummer for Elephant Revival. So while they're taking their hiatus, we swooped him up and we're really, really excited about it.
Darren Garvey.
Yeah.
Can we hear another tune?
Sure.
What do you want to do next?
This is a song called Want Love. It's another lovey tune, but positive love. This is my feminist love song about also reflecting on how a relationship survives on the road. It's got to be, you know, you got to just not be needy, you know. You got to have, there's a lot of space between times you see each other. And this is just a reminder that it's, in my opinion, more healthy to have want love than need love.
It's the Shook Twins playing live here on JPR.
You're off to shake the beast that has taken little pieces of you. Pieces of you. Ooh. That's close enough to see it, but too far for you to touch. Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. Ooh. Oh, babe, I want you. I want you. I want you.
That is the Shook Twins playing live on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from their new release came out in mid-February, in fact, called Some Good Lives. ShookTwins.com, the place to go online. There are some really interesting pieces to this record. And you were talking earlier about how it sort of sat on the shelf while you guys were looking for the right label that wanted to partner and release your music. And probably one of the hurdles has always been, where do you file Shook Twins in a music store, right? Like what, right? It's kind of hard sometimes to pigeonhole. And with this record, it's gotten more challenging because you are now doing things that you weren't previously doing.
Even more genres
entered
our lives.
Did the band get bigger or did just the sound get bigger?
The sound.
Just the sound.
Because you guys, have you had a pretty solid band for a while now?
We have. For this record, we had been touring with that band for about 3-4 years altogether, all of them. It was Barra Brown on drums, Sydney Nash on guitar and bass, and Nico Slice, as usual, on electric guitar. He didn't play any mandolin on this record, which is strange.
But since we released the record, Sydney Nash and Barra Brown have decided to go their own ways. They have their own musical projects, and they're brilliant, and it was all very civil and very awesome, and we support their ventures for sure. So we're bringing on new guys. That's why Darren's new. And we have a keyboard player that's not with us right now, but his name's Aber Miller. And so this is the first time having keys because there's a lot of key stuff on the album. So it's awesome.
Yeah. I want to mention a couple of specific moments on this record where you have included archival tape. Is that a fair description of what you've done?
Yeah.
How did that idea come to you to include tape of your grandpa in one instance from 20 plus years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was after the theme revealed itself.
Yeah, once we realized a lot of the songs are dedicated to men, I really wanted to include our grandpa and our kind of, we call him, I guess he's kind of a godfather, just one of our fathers who passed away semi-recently. Those are two huge influences and great males in our lives, and wanted to just put them on there. And so we found my grandma actually recorded all that stuff. She was really good at just always pressing record on her tape player. And those clips are from 1989.
Wow.
And there's two clips of my grandpa playing, and he's kind of our first musical influence, really. We would just lie under his grand piano while he played for us all the time when we were really little.
So. And did he live up around Sandpoint too?
Yeah.
And you also included a song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dog Beach is.
So not just his voice, but his music as well.
Right.
Well,
that's our godfather.
The piano is our grandfather, and then Dog Beach is our best friend's dad, who we grew up with. And he's such a wonderful man. And that's the only song he ever wrote. And we always made him play it around the campfires. And so we wanted it to keep playing around campfires, and hopefully people learn it. Yeah. It's such a sweet song.
Was it a song that you guys had ever done in your live sets?
Yeah.
So it finally made it to record.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on this project. Some Good Lives is the name of the new one, out in mid-February. You can see the Shook Twins in concert in just a couple of weeks in Ashland. They're going to be at the historic Ashland Armory. Tickets at Music Coop, Immortal Spirits online. Will you play us one more tune?
Sure.
Yeah.
What do you want to wrap up with?
This one is also off the new one. It's called What is Blue? And
it's a tranquil C number.
Yeah. We realized halfway through writing this, we're like, oh no, it's another song about living underwater. Because we already have one called Time to Swim.
We want to do that, I think.
But I think we were just fish in our past lives.
Yeah.
Merwomen.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of an ode to, you know, things continuing to go wrong and bad up here.
We could maybe
on land, yeah, maybe we could coexist with the sea. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, we'll just grow gills and we'll just start over down there.
Hey, if we keep at it, everything will eventually be the sea, right?
Yeah.
Yay.
All right, let's hear it. Shook Twins are playing live here on Jefferson Public Radio.
We should drive,
we could drive,
we could drive, drive out to the ocean. We could walk,
we could walk,
we could walk right in. We could be secret,
could be silent
again.
Blue,
and it surrounds you. surrounds you.
That one is called What is Blue? Music from the new record called Some Good Lives out on Dutch Records. Shook Twins are my guests live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Lori, Caitlin, it's great to see you again.
So good to see you too.
We love it here. We love the new place.
Thank
so
you.
Fancy.
So fancy.
Come back anytime. Bring the whole band. We've got space finally.
I know.
Yeah, we wanted to.
Disbanded everybody on the way home.
We don't need a band. We got Darren. He's playing a seat.
He's playing a piano seat, right?
Piano seat.